Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Provocative Thoughts.
Out of the traffic and smog of Los Angeles comes the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends. And now, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the world, the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends is on the air.
Well, good afternoon, Orlando. Good afternoon, Los Angeles. And good evening, UK, Europe, and beyond. You are on a We're Back episode of Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with myself, Tommy Bahamas. And I have to tell you, folks, it's been a very, very long time. We are grateful to be able to come back to you today after almost a year of being off the air. And as always, the good doctor, the beautiful doctor to be, my best friend, co-host, and my wife, she is with me at the helm, but she is laid up in the other room outside of the studio, monitoring the studio chat line, the phone lines, and myself. She's recovering today from severe cold and eye surgery, but LJ is with me and on a Z-Pack laid up in the next room. We do ask that you continue to keep her in your thoughts and prayers. We are going to be doing this short half an hour pre-season 5. I don't know what you want to call it, because this is not the actual season 5 preview. When we get there, we will have the hour, and maybe two, depending, with you guys, where we will have the artists, actors, philosophers, soap stars, musicians, ministers. I could go on. They are in the wings waiting to come on to this show and to speak to you guys around the world. You probably are asking me what challenged me to come back here today and speak to you after almost a year. I will say one word, Ruby. Now, what is that, you say? Ha! You have to listen to the rest of the show, and then maybe you too will accept the challenge that I did. I have to say a super special thanks to Deanna for challenging me, because you know me, I love a challenge. We do have the listener lines open today, but because it's only half an hour, we're going to just tell you the number and ask you to respectfully just let us tell you where we've been and what we're doing. We are planning to come back to you guys with a full hour show. If you know our show, one of the things that's great about Blog Talk Radio, there's no commercials, there's no interruptions. And depending on you guys and what you think about the show, we can go 2 hours or more, depending on the interaction with the listeners themselves, as well as our guests. And that being said, we do welcome our listeners around the world in England, Sweden, Iceland, Finland, and, of course, the listeners in Israel, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Australia, Thailand, New Zealand, and right here in America. We are grateful to be broadcasting to you today, even though our roots are from the LA Talk Radio studios in Hollywood, California. LJ and I have been blessed to travel America, and we are currently outside of Orlando. Not going to tell you where, but I will tell you this. We are gearing ourselves up. So much has happened in the last year. And I'm going to endeavor to try to address all of this. As we do move forward, we welcome the listeners who interact with us around the world in the chat rooms, whether it's AOL chat room, Spreaker. You can hear my wife in the other room called Spreaker. Those on Facebook, we are now also utilizing Pinterest, Twitter, and now Periscope as well as of today. We will endeavor, as we very quickly this morning got the skeleton of the tlbethel.com website back up and moving. And as we move forward in weeks to come, we will be getting a new website, which will have all of our previous broadcasts and our guests and ways for you to interact with them, whether it be links and us directly. As you know, we have been blessed to have friends and mentors, guests on this show, as well as people who have been influential to us over the last 6 years, because even though this is season five, we actually did start broadcasting in 2010 out of the Hollywood studios. So we'd like to send a special thanks to our friends and mentors, brother and sister David and Cindy Murdoch, Dr. Mike Murdoch, Larry and Tiz Huck, our pastor at New Beginnings, Marcus and Joni Lamb, Pastor Anna Sweet, Prophet Mark Wes, Griffin, Joe Pernito, Jerry Savelle, Don Caffeine, and a couple of other people that I will introduce as I go on from the It Works team right here locally in Orlando. Speaking of Prophet Marquez, did you guys hear about the fact that Prophet Marquez is finally launching Redemption Church? This is something that is going to be launched tomorrow. And if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we encourage you. It's a 6 o'clock service, Central Time. It's off 707 North Freeway Suite 112 in Fort Worth, Texas. Or you can join online like we will be at redemptionchurchdfw.com. If you're not familiar with Prophet Marquez, do yourself a favor and listen to a word from this man of God tomorrow night. I know that we will be there. 6 o'clock. We thank from the bottom of our hearts you guys for being part of our story over the years and for helping to change our lives. And as you guys know, I've been blessed to have a number of different pieces of work published. And I am finally, after last night, being challenged to say the words, no more excuses. Now, if you guys have been with me, and many of you have, the first three books, volumes of works that I put out was a combination of philosophy, personal life experience, music. I could go on. It was something truly from my heart, things that were written for my soulmate. I could just go on and on and on. But I will tell you this, it started with the simple philosophy of be you, be here, be real, be now. And for those who believe, believe. All things work together for the better of the good, according to God's time, always. So the question is, where are you at, and what are you willing to do to make that difference in the world today? All right, this show, just so you know, this show, I've been contacted by so many people over the course of the last year asking where we have been. And this show, very simply put, is a show for the people. We have not branded anybody. We have not discriminated against anyone for the sake of popularity. We don't address politics. Yes, there's been religion on the show and ministry, and I'm very, very grateful for all of the mentors and people who have been with us. But we are also more than that as well. I'm going to read you a simple mission statement, if you will, as to who we are. And this is straight off the skeleton dlbethel.com site. Provocative thoughts and positive vibrations with myself, Tommy Bahamas, and you guys, the friends. It says this simple, who we are. This is who we are. We intend to give you, the listener, interactive forum to challenge topics to make you think. Provocative thoughts and positive vibes is a cross-section of philosophical, psychological, spiritual, down-to-earth, intuitive perspective, which we set out to ask you to have your own personal challenge. Live this life with no regrets. And that being said, the terms that I'm going to use, no excuses, and I thank you again, ladies, that is part of who I am, who I've always been, and I've shied away from that over the last year because of stuff I'm about to speak to. But I will tell you this, we feel that the radio is a perfect medium to allow the perceptions of the people around the world and the things in this life to be expressed. And this is a show for you guys, the people. My reasoning has always been about reaching out to the masses, to give freely and to comprehend my brothers and sisters around me, around this great globe. It's also about understanding ourselves a little bit better and something more. So we welcome you to join us. We call it the wild ride, but we give you topics to explore with you guys, and we call you our friends for a reason. So we challenge you and we investigate this world together as one, because I believe that's the way it's intended to be. If you want to listen to politics, if you want to go and you want to face all the crisis and all of the negativity and stuff that's going on in this world, there is plenty of mediums to address that subject matter. If you want something a little bit more, we welcome you. You asked where we've been. Well, I'm going to tell you as quick as and brief as I can as to what's happened. LJ and I did not want to dwell upon the loss that we had in our family last year, and I'm not going to go on about it. You guys have any idea about losing a child in your family? It's heartbreaking, and as I said, not to diminish our loss or go on about it, but it changes you. At that particular time last year, we were just blessed back with Lois was going back to work, and she dove into it and excelled. I very shortly after began to work for the same company. And I dove into work as well. Escape, you ask? Maybe a little bit. Everybody deals with life and grieves a little differently. Lord knows 2015 started off with so much promise and hope for the promises that we all have to come in our lives. And it became very real. You know, when we broadcast our final episode last season, I literally had lost my desire and my reasoning for broadcasting at all. Now, I got to tell you something, folks. I'm old school, and I personally believe we do everything in this life with purpose, where you have to ask yourself, what are you actually doing? Well, we are meant to be here, and we're meant to be now. And if you can't be real, then you really got to take a look at yourself, at the person you are in the mirror. But if you're blessed enough to understand the truth that I'm talking about, that you understand, that sets you free, then believe today, because this show's a reminder that through the life may happen around us, we still have to move on. There are some things that remain and that will always remain the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. As we approach the six-year anniversary of our first broadcast and the official launch of Season 5, we hope that you will continue to join us as we welcome back the latest and greatest of today's authors, artists, ministers, philosophers, musicians, actors, and for those who bring it to our attention, the unsung hero from around this globe. Like I said, if you want the politics, there's plenty of places to go find that. That's not who we are. We're an alternative to that. So as we move forward into this new season, we are intending to upgrade everything. The website, expand the show format into different directions as well, interactively, through different mediums and outlets in today's social media and the atmosphere that we have been blessed to have, where a couple years ago we did not. We have always allowed things to move under the simple premise that all things happen according to his will, the better of the good. And we believe that rings true today. Last night, I got to tell you, folks, I was inspired. And I was given a bolt of inspiration by somebody, honestly, I never met before. I was introduced to this fine lady by somebody who is a coworker, a friend, a mentor, I have a tremendous amount of respect for my friend. She recommended that I view this very short Periscope video. Didn't know what Periscope was till last night, folks. And this was a video from a friend and a mentor of hers. Now, as I said, my whole life, my philosophy has been live life now, no excuses, no regrets. I guess in the last year I got lost. And the truth is I did make excuses. I got tired. And today, because of the challenge I was given last night, I choose to think differently. I choose to change. Last April 20th, LJ and I decided that we were going to do a personal challenge to ourselves in every way possible. Physically, mentally, financially, spiritually, we endeavored to start by eating differently And one of the guests that was on our show, and we had at the beginning of the season last year, we spoke about it. And I'm never going to speak bad about a friend of mine I've known for over 20 years of my life and a product that is working for other people around the world. I've always been a personal philosophy that you walk and your own path and your personal testimony of who you are, what you do, and how you live speaks for itself, which is the reason why in the six years and the five seasons, we have not asked you anything. We have not endorsed something that we do not live, use ourselves. So when we started to eat differently and going to body cleanse, which is all the rage, and change our diet, I was extremely enthusiastic about it because different other excuses and no money and life, those are our reasons before for not trying and not doing it. Well, I'm happy to say that by July of last year, by doing the cleanse, my wife and I was down 40 pounds. And I looked great and I felt like crap. And the truth of the matter was that we were not happy. We really couldn't eat what we wanted. And in truth, those days when we were cleansing, they were pretty harsh on the body and on us personally. I can't mention the company I'm currently working for because I love my job and I respect the people I work with. And it's not about that. But I will say this, they have a tendency to celebrate the special national holidays, you know, that we all hear about, but you wonder, why do they keep telling us about this? Well, last year they had National Donut Day or something along that at work. And being on a cleanse and working diligently to lose weight and take care of myself, LJ and I were tempted, but I chose not to participate. Lois had heard from my friend that I was just telling you about, co-worker, that there was an alternative to, if you wanted to eat the donut, to take something out. It was called a fat fighter. Now, I had no idea what it was. LJ mentioned it to me, and I said, out loud, ha! And immediately the words out of my mouth was, total hoax, it doesn't work. That stuff is, it's garbage, it doesn't work. Well, LJ tried it. I did not. She got results. I did not. Curiosity made me investigate, and I realized that this product had like natural ingredients. And when I took it, I didn't feel like I was suffering myself. Well, by mid-July, things changed at work. And being the kind of people LJ and I are, we decided to make the adjustments we needed to our schedule accordingly at work. And that meant that we did make excuses, but we stopped doing some of the things we were doing every day. We put down the exercise. We kept telling ourselves, we'll get adjusted, and when we do get adjusted, we'll work it back into a schedule. Well, it never happened. Now you say, no excuses. I said that. Yeah, no excuses. Well, no, God had other plans, you see. I guess the end of August, I wasn't feeling right. And by mid-September, I began to get sick. Now, I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of medically what happened with me because it's not prudent to the conversation. But I will say this, I was in and out of the hospital twice in September and forced out of work almost to the end of October. I will say this, it works products. They got me back where I needed to be. Now, I know it sounds like a hype, it sounds like a commercial, but it's not, I tell you. You guys know me or have listened to me since 2010. No, I do not endorse things. It's not why I'm here, right? But I can tell you this. These products literally have changed my life. Now, you think it's silly that the company is called It Works, but you know what? The truth is, it really does. And I'm going to prove it to you. And this is how. This is where the challenge is at, okay? I will explain Ruby to anybody who wants to know what I'm talking about. You can write to me directly, and I'll tell you the email address to get to me directly through the show is positivevibes1014@gmail.com until we get everything functioning again with the TL Bethel website. If you want to know about what I'm talking about with It Works, you can go to www.undenied.itworks.com. That's my site. That's where I'm at. You can actually follow and look at these products I'm going to talk to you about. But I'm not here to sit there and give you the sales pitch today. I'm just here to tell you that this stuff works. In 2016, we have been challenged. By the grace of God, Lois was able to have the cataract surgery she needed for both of her eyes. And we have been truly blessed to have the support, prayers, and love from all of you around the world. On February 2nd, the first surgery occurred, and there was a slight mishap. But by the grace of God, it was repaired, and she has been given restored vision in her left eye, better than the doctors told her she could ever have. And I'm happy to tell you that in that eye, through time, she has been blessed to have her sight restored the best it's been since the age of 8, they say. Truly a blessing. On February 9th, she had the second surgery on her other eye, and there was an accident that occurred. And again, we're not going to go into all what happened. We will say that Lois was forced to have another corrective surgery, and both of us were pretty much forced out of work through the entire month of February. But by the grace of God, Lois is being healed 100%. We are not going to have any negative thoughts or potential setbacks. We're not going to receive it or accept it. We're realists, and we believe that God is good and he will continue to heal her. We believe that Lois will be better than she ever was before. Now, here's the challenge, folks. Even as we walk out of this valley of these lessons that life has thrown at us upon this path, the truth of the matter is it's up to us how we choose to proceed in this life. I was given a challenge by a couple of outstanding ladies last night who I respect very much. And they reminded me of the simplicities of some philosophies that bog us down. You know, and Deanna said something like, I have time to post pictures of cats, and I have time to look at all these things and like all these things. Why do I not have time to speak truth about things that are working? Well, I'm not just going to talk to you about product. I am going to show you, because it is stuff that I use. It is stuff that I have in my daily life. These are things that make a difference. I will have pictures posted. I will have open forum for you guys to ask questions. It's a 30-day challenge. You hear me, world? No excuses, no regrets. I am going to be a part of this, and I am going to succeed. Why? Because I know that everything in this life is achievable if you want it to be so. As you think, so you are. We are each put here on this planet for a purpose, a God-given and driven purpose, and we must remember that all wisdom and knowledge is determined by your difference. So in the next month, you will hear me bring this show back to you, back to basics, and I will be sharing my personal experience, my testimony, and I'll have the visuals to prove it. Why? Because I walk what I talk. Don't believe it's real? Contact me directly. I wouldn't be bringing it to you if it wasn't so. Believe that. If you're interested in knowing more of what I'm talking about, you can write me directly. PositiveVibes1014@gmail.com until we get the website corrected. So here's the deal, folks. We intend to bring this show back to you on the weekends. As I said, on Saturdays, it looks like we're going to have the open forum to do so. It's up to you, the listeners, as to how long the show lasts, whether it's 1 hour or 2 hours. And we are endeavoring to speak to our friend and mentor, Sam Hansen, who is the owner of LA Talk Radio, and see if we can't get our show connected, even remotely, back to the hub from where we started. I've only got a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to just tell you a little bit about the promotions that we run internally through the show. We do have the listener contest. The listener contest allows you, the listener, to create the ending for our show. It's generally 1 minute, 25 to 30 seconds. We ask that you have the name of the show, the broadcasters involved, myself, Tommy Bahamas, and LJ Dr. Tubi involved in it, and your philosophy or your feeling or your vibe, depending on your musical aspirations as to what you want to say and what you want to do. We do have queued up for you the winner of last season, Mr. Sean Samashek, and his version of Provocative Thoughts. We are grateful to the participants over the years. In weeks to come, we will equally be reintroducing the contest for the illustrators for the children's books internationally. And by the grace of God, I'm going to finish book number 9, under 9, No More Excuses. And as I said to you, Ruby, you ask? Ha, Ruby, you have to write me directly. You can get me at Facebook at Tommy Bethel. You can contact my beautiful wife, Lois Joseph Bethel, Facebook as well. You can go to the group page, Positive Vibes, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibes, right on Facebook. Or, as I said, until the skeleton website is up and functioning properly, you can drop us a line there. Or you can write us directly at positivevibes1014@gmail.com, and let's talk about it. So, that being said, folks, I am going to break this down and wrap it up. We are extremely grateful to each and every person who is a participant over the years. And we hope and pray that you will stay with us as we move forward to bring you the latest and greatest in today's world. If you have any thoughts, comments, go to the website. There's a place there for you to sign into the guest book and tell us your thoughts, or you can write us directly. And we hope to have everything back up and running with you in the next. And please keep Lois and myself in your thoughts and prayers as we move forward in the healing process with Lois's surgery and our lives together. This is the ending from last season as we wrap up this half an hour together. We hope you'll join us again as we will have the chat rooms open around the world, and we'll bring you the actual season preview for season 5. We're hoping to have Abby Ann, our friends, possibly David and Cindy Murdoch may come back, John Merz, a bunch of people that, no, I haven't asked yet because we only just did this on the cuff within like 4 hours today. So, but here it is, folks. This is the season ending for the show from our winner from last season. And we look forward to speaking to you again. And God bless and keep you wherever you may be. John Chmazek. As always, we say as we end this show, take it easy.
Vibrations reaching out from LA, being heard in all nations, spreading the word that life is worth living, encouraging all in the sharing and giving. Tommy Bahama's got the islands in his blood. The lowest doctor to me is his father and bud. Together alone with friends from all places, they reach out, putting smiles on our faces.
Hey, wait a minute. That is actually the Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibration ending from the previous season from Mr. Ned Cray. And I apologize to Sean. Buddy, I'm sorry. I do have it. I just didn't have the right one queued up. God bless you folks, wherever you may be. Have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to seeing you again real soon. Take it easy.